आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 50 September 27th, 2007
वेलकम बैक टू अनदर एक्साइटिंग एपिसोड ऑफ आवाज अनजाने इट्स अ वेरी स्पेशल मोमेंट फॉर अस बिकॉज यू गेस्ट इट राइट इट्स द 50th एपिसोड फॉर आवाज अनजाने नमस्कार आई एम पिया
एंड आई एम देव आवाज अनजाने में आप सबको हार्दिक स्वागत इट हैजंट बीन एन इजी जर्नी फॉर अस बट आपके सभी ईमेल और ऑडियो कमेंट्स हर पल में हमारा साथ दिया हमारा हौसला बढ़ाया
अ ब्यूटीफुल ग्रीट फ्रॉम यू गाइस
योर शो इज फैंटास्टिक
एंड आई जस्ट लव इट
बहुत अच्छा लगा मुझे
विशिंग यू ऑल द सक्सेस
थैंक यू फॉर क्रिएटिंग दिस प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर ऑल द बडिंग सिंगर्स
आई ऑलवेज एंजॉय योर पॉडकास्ट
जस्ट कॉलिंग टू से कांग्रेचुलेशंस
वी आर ऑलमोस्ट गेटिंग एडिक्टेड टू योर प्रोग्राम
थैंक यू सो मच आई अप्रिशिएट यू गाइस लव द एपिसोड्स All of them.
To each and every one of you who has been listening to this podcast, thank you very, very much. Please keep those comments rolling in, fill up our mailboxes with your music submissions, and help us reach more and more Awaaz Anjaanes.
Along with the Awaaz Anjaanes, from time to time, we also bring you stalwarts like Asha Bhosle, Shreya Ghoshal, Sohail Rana, Padmini Kolapure, Meenu Purushottam, and many others. ताकि उनकी म्यूजिकल सफर के बारे में हम जानें और कुछ सीखने का कोशिश करें विजिट अस एट podioindia.com टू लिसन टू देम एनी टाइम
फॉर आवर स्पेशल 50th एपिसोड वी हैव बीन सेविंग अ वेरी स्पेशल वॉइस
काश ऐसा कोई मंजर काश ऐसा कोई मंजर होता मेरे कांधे पे तेरा सर होता काश ऐसा कोई मंजर होता
The intoxicating voice of Hariharan A singer whose versatility leaves any concert attendee spellbound. Hariji had a long North American concert tour this spring and then came back and performed as a part of Rahman's Third Dimension tour.
We caught up with Hariharan during the middle of the North America tour and had a very absorbing conversation ranging from musical basics.
You can say it is based on Uryodhanshri, like
song auction.
It is the first time I did something like that. It was very interesting.
To cricket.
Any Indian is a sucker to cricket.
With the overabundance of Bollywood music, we were curious about Hariharan's views on the future of other genres.
देखो एक तो होता है ना कि Bollywood सुने फिल्म गाने सुने, but people are listening to other kind of music like ghazals, tumris and folk music and sufi music with the same zest and the interest. So musically, it shows that people are growing, you know, and their tastes are becoming, they have more spectrum on their tastes.
It's definitely a positive sign. At the same time, this group who listens to the other genres has to grow and not just remain a minority.
Most of the audience is ready, but it certainly takes an effort from the performer as well. Hariharan was quite candid about it.
I feel if we perform, non-filmy music, and agar us music mein asar hai, मेरे ख्याल से लोग सुनेंगे हाँ मेरे ख्याल मे बी दे वॉन्ट लिसन ओनली टू दैट थ्रू आउट अ शो बट इफ यू गिव इट देम इन द राइट प्रोपोर्शन क्यों नहीं सुनेंगे आई मीन बिकॉज बेसिकली देर ऑल आई मीन पीपल इन देयर ओन देर ऑल प्रोफेशनल्स डूइंग देयर एंड दे कैन थिंक नो ये भी म्यूजिक है वो भी म्यूजिक है करके दे कैन रिलेट टू इट आई वुड से When a person is basically intelligent, it's a question of him getting exposed to different cultures, and I think he or she would definitely react to it.
So, Hariji, you said that you know, maybe they will not just listen to one particular genre, and maybe they would like to listen to other type and filmy music as well. Now, your last tour was mostly ghazals. Now, was this a reason that in this tour you are giving us more variety in your shows?
Last tour was ghazals, but there also I sang film songs. But this tour, I made sure that the marketing was covering a broader spectrum. Basically, people knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically, because kya hota hai na, why people, there is a reason why people like Bollywood films more than other songs. It's, I mean, jo basic listeners hote hai, they remember a tune, they remember the lyrics. So the relation to it is instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're singing a new ghazal or a tumri or a dadra, it takes some time to get into the song. That is where the technique and the artistry of the artist comes to play. So, ye dono cheeze agar kyunki mere repertoire mein hai, isliye main I sing. I mean, all the kind of genres.
मुझको तड़पाने लगी होठ भीगे भीगे नशे
Hariji's concerts are not just entertainment. It's also a process of education. You remember, Deb, how he was starting most of the songs, even filmy gana, with an alap?
Mm-hmm. I even asked Hariji about it.
One thing that we really enjoyed concert mein aapne jab kaha ki aap har ek gaane ke pehle aap aalap kyun kar rahe hain aur fir aapne jaise samjhaya ki you know wo raag ka vistar hona chahiye, and then the way you were getting into the song, we really enjoyed that part.
Because kya hai na, jab aap raag gaate hain, jab aalap karte hain, actually you're setting the mood, you're setting the ambience of that scale, which otherwise maybe would have been done by an orchestra. But in a concert, jab aap raagdhari gaate hain, to aap wo alap gunguna se us notes ke vibrations jo hain wo tik jate hain, wo ek 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 particular spectrum ke andar log bhi aa jate hain wo alap se. Uske baad jab aap pesh karte hain, you're ready to hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I do alaps.
Hariji, some of our listeners who have not been fortunate to be in at your concert, many of our listeners are outside North America. They are a worldwide audience. Would you give a small example? You can pick up any of your, the more famous film songs and just explain to us.
You can say it is based on Uryadanshi, like, it's based on Puri Dhanshri.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say it is totally based on, because orchestration mein aur kuch antaron mein alag notes bhi lagte hain, but basically aadharit hai.
Another thing I liked about Hariji's tour was that he performed at many smaller venues as well. These are places which normally don't get to enjoy such quality concerts.
You're right. Places like, as Hariji said,
Omaha, I mean, a small place where they've never seen more than 200 people. They had about 500 to 600 people on the weekday. And I was really happy that such response was there.
And he enjoys performing at such smaller venues.
Like in India also, and here also, I like to, when I visit smaller towns and where, you know, the enthusiasm is amazing, and they really cherish it because they don't get anything to see like this. And those audiences are very, very open, you know, I would say. What happens is, in bigger cities, because they've been entertained over and over again, they kind of get conditioned as to what entertainment is,
right, or
what a show should be. Mm-hmm. It's a preconceived notion. But when you go to smaller places, they don't preconceive what the concert should be or sound like, and they are more open. That's why it's more creative. You can get more creative with them.
are listening to Awaaz Anjaane, the Hindi music podcast available on the internet, on your iPods, MP3 players, and on your phones. You can be a part of the show as well. Write to us at yourgeet@gmail.com or please leave a voicemail at 206-203-4338.
This is the 50th episode of Awaaz Anjaane. Primarily a podcast to introduce new talents, we bring some very special guests from time to time, and our guest in this episode is Hariharan.
Hariji, as he is affectionately known, is extremely articulate, witty, and a very kind person. Like he always does, in this tour also, he performed a few charity concerts. In his last tour, he surprised one of the organizers by announcing a personal donation.
And this time around, he participated in a song auction.
It was the first time I did something like that. It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It worked out quite well.
Is that something you would we would like to do more often?
Yeah, if the cause is good, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But it should not be a regular feature in all concerts because it takes a bit of time of the concert. But if the audience understand the importance of why we're doing it, then some places we could do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did it exactly go? Were you singing one or two lines and then people were bidding on it, or they had already had a list on which the audience was bidding?
Yeah, we had a list of songs, like 5 to 6 songs, before which we would say that we're auctioning this song. Who would like to bid for it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came and bid it for it. It's quite interesting.
The event happened as a part of a fundraiser concert for the Shiva Vishnu Temple in San Francisco. One of the organizers, Gopi, remembered Hariharan's attachment to the event.
He was so passionate about it. He even allowed audience to come and shake his hands on the dais. So that actually built the tempo for the whole auctioning process.
That's fantastic. Do you remember which song had the highest bid?
I think it's Yade and I think Telugu song Nelluru Nerajana.
One of the reasons we try to bring these guest stars on our podcast is to get musical tips. We explained to Hariji that many of our Awaaz Anjaane performers have not taken up music professionally and practice more as a serious hobby. Hariji's tips were straight and to the point.
I think thoda to kuch dekhna chahiye, matlab sikhna chahiye thoda bahut. Kyunki usme kya hai na, thoda उसमें आपका सुर ठीक लगता है, you know what you're doing, basically. So I request, क्योंकि इतना टाइम आप स्पेंड करते हैं ना गाने में, और जब आखिर में आप गाते हैं, अगर आप सुर में गाएं, अच्छा गाएं, तो it'll give you more pleasure, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you can get some guru, learn for some time, pitching, how do you pitch, and maybe just practice the songs which you want to sing, you know? Basically, properly, and even if something is not your vocation and you're doing it out of interest or because you love music, it should be properly done. It should be properly done to that extent.
Deb, sometimes we get submissions that jab hum sunte hain, lagta hai aur thoda sa effort dalne se, some of the obvious glitches wouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, normally it's a very enthusiastic performance, But given the talent of the singer, he or she could have definitely done better. Just as Hariji said, even for amateurs,
enthusiasm should be matched with dedication also, at that point also. Just being enthusiastic to do something doesn't necessarily produce good results. If you can couple that enthusiasm towards learning the art, देखिए, singing is a fine art. जैसे भी आप कुछ भी करते हैं, you take up any subject. If it's a fine art, you have to put in that much amount of time and concentration to learn the art. तो उतना तो आप डालिए ना. So you're an amateur singer, you're not a professional singer. But when you sing, it's nice. It's correct.
This is so true. I mean, not just music. In every field, it is so important that enthusiasm be mixed with dedication.
Unfortunately, this is such a fast world. We are always worried that we will miss the bus and just not willing to put the necessary hours. But Hariharan is, of course, the exact opposite, a perfectionist to the core, putting in many, many hours of composing, recording, concerts, traveling. So my question was,
so how do you relax?
Well, when you sing, you relax.
One relaxation, though, is cricket.
So you are a huge cricket fan.
Yeah, who is not? Any Indian is a sucker to cricket.
Hariji's tour ended in the Caribbean, just when the World Cup cricket was going on. And I remember, Deb, you were talking to Hariji right after India's exit.
Yeah, that's sad that India couldn't be there. I mean, I would have loved to cheer our country, but, you know, it's a game. What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I personally become sad when I hear reports that there are many fanatics who take it beyond the game and, you know, cause all sorts of trouble to the cricketers themselves and their family.
That's not called for, you know. It's like a singer, you know. You expect the world out of, a particular artist doesn't perform well on one day because of some reasons, you know. You can't be detrimental to him, right?
Right.
So it's like in any profession, so I basically feel, and a game is a chance, you know, like. What happens that day? But it is disappointing. You can say, of course, you are disappointed and you expect the team to play better, but you got to let it go at that point.
Well, no one's disappointed now. India has been crowned the 2020 World Cup champions, so that should make up for the Caribbean debacle.
Hope Hariji was able to watch the matches. These matches are short duration ones, right?
Yes, they are, but I don't know whether Hariji was able to watch them. He's been busy with some album releases. A new album, For You, was just released, and when we spoke last, he had told me about another one.
In December, we're coming with Colonial. It's going to be called Colonial Cousins Once More.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called Colonial Cousins Once More.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should be. I'm looking forward to that one.
You're not looking forward to For You?
I'm looking forward to that, but you know, Colonial Cousins was, I've got a huge soft corner for that.
I know. It's a time capsule in which a lot of people are trapped in.
I know.
Krishna ni vegane. Baro Krishna ni begane, baro.
Doctors coming round and everybody fighting with their brother. Everybody wants control, don't hesitate to kill one another. So come back as Jesus. Come back and save the world. Bless all the future of every boy and girl. Come back as Rama. Forgive us for what we've done. Come back as Allah. Come back as anyone.
Krishna ni begane.
Hariharan's velvet voice has produced so many magical songs, embracing so many diverse genres. But one song that always arouses a surge of emotions in me is the classic from Roja. I couldn't help but ask Hariji to sing a few lines for our Awaaz and Jaane listeners.
भारत हमको जान से प्यारा है सबसे न्यारा गुलिस्तां हमारा है सदियों से भारत भूमि दुनिया की शान है भारत माँ की रक्षा में जीवन कुर्बान है भारत हमको जान से प्यारा है
उजड़े नहीं अपना चमन टूटे नहीं अपना वतन मुर्दा है ना कर दे कोई बर्बाद ना कर दे कोई मंदिर यहाँ मस्जिद यहाँ हिंदू यहाँ मुस्लिम यहाँ मिलते रहे हम प्यार से जानो
हिंदुस्तानी नाम हमारा है सबसे प्यारा देश हमारा है हिंदुस्तानी नाम हमारा है सबसे प्यारा देश हमारा है जन्मभूमि है हमारी शान से कहेंगे हम सभी तो भाई भाई प्यार से रहेंगे हम हिंदुस्तानी नाम हमारा
थैंक यू फॉर स्पेंडिंग योर टाइम विद अस टुडे होप यू एंजॉयड दिस स्पेशल हरिहरन एपिसोड
नेक्स्ट वीक वी ब्रिंग टू यू आवर यंगेस्ट टैलेंट टू डेट
सरस्वती महाभागे विद्य कमल लोचने विद्या रूपे विशालाक्षी विद्यां देही नमस्तुते
नमस्कार आई मैं गावरा आई एम 4 year old बहुत सारे लोग पूछते हैं कि गावरा का मीनिंग क्या है
इफ यू हैव सब्सक्राइब टू दिस पॉडकास्ट द एपिसोड विल रीच योर कंप्यूटर ऑटोमेटिकली अदरवाइज विजिट अस एट podioindia.com एट योर कन्वीनियंस खुश रहिए गुनगुनाते रहिए अगले हफ्ते तक
Krishnani vedane baro Krishnani vedane baro
Jesus come back and save the world bless all the future of every boy and girl come back as Rama forgive us the world